This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This has been a long summer of big movies gone bust. Pacific Rim, Lone Ranger, White House Down. What gives? We're hoping Wesley Morris knows. He writes about movies for Grantland. Wesley, good to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you, Kai. What's happening?
Not much, except this. I have to tell you, I saw Pacific Rim the other night. I kind of liked it.
It's very likable.
Yeah.
It's a very enjoyable movie, you know, if you're going with it.
Right, that's exactly it. You have to go with it. The problem, clearly, is that not enough people this summer are going with it to Hollywood's liking. You got the Lone Ranger, you got all these things that are just, you know, bumming it at the box office.
Well, I think it's a tough thing. I mean, it's very obvious what's going on, I think, which is that I think audiences are kind of, like, enormous movie fatigued.
Yeah.
I think that every week now, I mean, this has been true for many summers, but I think it is finally catching up with us. Like, I think we are finally maybe getting fat on, like, these high-calorie, high-cholesterol summer movies, and we sort of are reaching for the, like, less fattening version of a big summer movie, which is how The Conjuring basically winds up being your number one box office hit this weekend.
Is that a scary movie, by the way? Because if that's a scary movie, I'm not going to see it.
Then you shouldn't go.
Okay.
And horror movies, you know, we should say, have always been popular, but it's rare that a horror movie opens in the middle of summer, and it's rare that it makes more money than movies like much more largely budgeted and much more heavily marketed than, say, the unfortunately titled, truly disastrous, very bad RIPD.
Yeah, right.
And so at some point, I think, you know, I think once you're told that this is an enormous movie, because now audiences know how much these movies cost to make.
Yeah.
Now they know that, like, a studio has a lot riding on this movie. And I just think that the way in which we receive the information on these movies now completely warps our experience in some ways.
Let me ask you then, though, why box office is still up in North America this year so far?
Because we need something to do. And it's like what it's what we do. We go to the movies in the summer. And that's sort of the way it's always been. I just think at some point there was enough to distinguish the summer movies from each other that there was a reason to go week in and week out, or a couple times a month. And now I think people are like, well, I've already seen Star Trek Into Darkness. I don't need to see Pacific Rim. Or, like, you know, last summer or a couple summers ago, I saw Transformers 3 and didn't need to see Pacific Rim because it looks like the same movie. Even though, you know, they're very different. I think from a marketing standpoint, it's hard to make that case to an audience that is sort of wiped out on these movies.
Yeah.
And so if you see a movie, if you see an ad for a movie with Lily Taylor floating in a chair and, you know, like people going, making clapping sounds and saying, you know, the ghost is right behind
you.
Yeah,
no, I'm not going to that movie, man. Are you kidding me?
Well,
no.
I think, did I just scare you, Kai?
Yeah, I don't. Oh, man. No, I don't do those movies. Wesley Morris covers movies for Grantland. Thanks a bunch, man.
Thank you, Kai.